Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Who wants cream? Nobody? Okay, no cream.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Guys, we've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've got too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to keep our composure.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Feel the flow, happy. Feel it. It's circular.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The Fan.
Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. Thanks for being with us on a Friday. Hope your Fridays are going great. Hope you got cool stuff planned this weekend. I think it's going to rain a little bit, but that's all right. Hopefully ward off some fire season. All for it. It's going to be nice again next week. Keep your fake sponsors rolling in, 503-250-1080. And we will read them and do some gambling coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's get to, though, Friday leftovers.
Some
good leftovers. Okay, I do want to start with one. This was a point that I had not even thought about, to be honest with you, until the listener texted it in. And it's not really a leftover, but it's just a thought about a current sporting event.
Cool. You're breaking the rules of the segment, but okay.
I totally am. But I'm allowing listeners to be, it's like a role play kind of thing. You know, let's role play together on Fridays. And he alerted me to Donovan Mitchell's contract, which I did not realize.
Yeah.
Is still basically non-existent until next year.
Yeah.
So he's still on his rookie deal. His cap hit this year is $5 million. His five-year $163 million extension kicks in, and it goes from $5 million to $28 million.
It's a bargain.
And so, I mean, he's a super bargain right now. And that does, I mean, it changes the way Utah approaches this playoff run, but it just highlights the pressure that they're under of, it's like a rookie quarterback thing, right? You got to win when you're on a rookie deal because you're losing $23 million in cap space. Donovan Mitchell's worth every penny of it.
Yeah.
But think about what you're going to miss in terms of role players if you got to pay him $23 million more.
There's no doubt, but it's not remotely close to the NFL just because if your top two players dogs, I mean,
right,
you're going to win.
Right.
That's, you know, that's been the thing here in Portland. It's your top two paid guys. One of them is good for him for getting the money, but he's paid like he's somebody that he's not.
Not worth $30 million a year.
If you're going to commit a lot of money the way these teams do, you got to make sure you're hitting on the right guys.
That's a well known. I didn't even realize his contract hadn't kicked in yet.
He's only 24.
He's super
played
young.
29 playoff games. He's averaging 28 points per game in the playoffs.
Super young. We got a poll question on that, by the way. We'll get to coming up at the end of the show.
I want to start with a non-sports one that I took note of. This happened, I think, Wednesday.
Okay.
The New York Times had an article about people and their memories. And I thought it was interesting. How good are you at visualizing memories? Like legitimately closing your eyes and seeing the mental image? Because they did a study on this and they found that millions upon millions of Americans can't actually do it. They think they can, they can't.
I'd put me in that category.
Yeah.
Like if you asked me, I'd probably say that I could. And then you ask me to close my eyes and visualize something, and I don't know if I'd have the ability to do it.
So certain images are more prominent than others in this study.
Right.
But they still found that even those memories, people could not piece together what transpired through memory.
I think of that every time I watch like a crime show and they're like doing the interrogation of where were you that night? What were you doing? Like I would be so guilty just because my alibi would fall apart.
Yeah. Where were you on the night right. of July 28th? I don't remember, like, sir.
What were you doing? What were you doing 9 days ago? What were you doing 10 days ago?
What would 10 days have been? What day of the week is that?
What were you doing last Tuesday? What'd you do after the show? Where'd you go? I couldn't even tell you.
Dude, I don't think I remember. I mean, I picked my kids up. I know that.
I know I went home.
I was at home at some point, right. but I don't remember like what went on right. that day, if anything significant did.
I ate dinner at some point that night.
But to the study's point, I also vividly remember certain holes on the golf course that I played.
You have selective memory.
Conversations
yeah.
that I had with the people that I golfed right. with. Like I can see those and remember those accurately.
Right. It's funny the things that will stick. I've always felt this way about sports too. Like the randomness of things that will stick in your head that you'll have no use for. You're not even really sure why you remember it, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all sorts of sports facts that are that way.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they will stick in my head, but some of them will randomly do so. And then they'll come up in conversation 8 years later, and you're like, why do I still know that?
Right.
Why do I remember that? That has no purpose to my life in any way, shape, or form, but it's stuck like glue.
Why do I remember a Charles Woodson right. Michigan interception right. vividly, but I don't remember right. what I did on my mom's 38th birthday?
Exactly, man.
I don't know.
You're not remembering the important stuff. Okay, I saw this Friday Leftover. Ryan Russillo does a podcast on The Ringer. I haven't heard from Ryan Russillo in a while, but this got a headline, and I was going to ask it to fire people up earlier this week, but I decided not to. Figured I'd save it for a leftover. He got into a debate about Shaq versus Hakeem. I don't know if you saw this.
My nephew asked me this question the other day on his birthday.
Did he?
Because he saw this from a TikTok video.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So Russillo was interviewing Robert Horry. He was a pretty good authority on this because he won championships and played with both big guys. Asking who's the better center, Shaquille O'Neal or Hakeem Olajuwon? And he said Hakeem was better. Shaq was more dominant, but Hakeem was better.
He's 100% right.
Which is an interesting way of saying it. If Shaq was more dominant.
Well, but he's talking just in physicality, and he's not wrong. But here's the weird, stupid thing that we do in sports as people who have never won and played at the professional level. Don't you kind of feel like Shaq should have had more than four rings?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
for as physically gifted as he was. And by the way, that's not to say he was not successful or he didn't accomplish a lot. Hall of Fame, first ballot, one of the most, probably the most dominant player physically I've ever seen in my life.
And yeah, nobody could ever stop Shaq.
But four? I think that guy should have had seven or eight. Like he should be in the running for GOAT.
I mean, you think of Orlando got there. They lost. Nick Anderson can't hit free throws.
They got swept, and he got dominated by Hakeem in that series.
He did. He did. Although, how many years into Hakeem's career was he in 95?
Hakeem was almost 10. Well, he was 10 or 11 years.
Yeah.
And that was, three for Shaq? 80,
he was the 84 draft.
84. Yeah, he was on the 83 Houston team that lost to NC State.
So I would say, I mean, that wasn't quite necessarily
fair.
Physically overpowering Shaq quite yet, although he was dominant in his early days. I'm not trying
that
to take
was
that away.
Skinny, buff.
Run the floor, Shaq.
Run the floor, Shaq, which might have been scary long-term versus the just ginormous Shaquille O'Neal.
Was that the 94-95 season or the 95-96 season?
95-96.
First one.
No, it was, yeah, it was.
It was Houston's first title before Clyde got there.
So, yeah, he averaged, Shaq that year averaged 29-11 that year. Almost 30 a game. Played
Clyde,
79.
Yeah. Clyde only played for the second.
Yeah,
Houston
he only
team.
Won the second championship.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with Robert Horry, too. Like, if you're talking skills and that, you know, fundamentals and that kind of stuff. It is just funny, though, when you phrase it that way. If this guy was more dominant, but this guy was the better basketball player.
Do you know what I remember most about that matchup? That was the creation of the double-decker.
The double-decker.
Is that not the stupidest correlation between sports matchups ever? Is that I tell you that Shaquille O'Neal versus Hakeem Olajuwon was the birth of the double-decker at Taco Bell?
See, this goes back to the memory segment. Why do you remember that?
Because they had commercials.
Hakeem, stuck in your head?
I can't remember who was which, but they were doing a thing where basically one was pro soft taco, one was crunchy taco. They merged. because they also had like a pay-per-view event where they played one-on-one.
Oh, did they really?
And I never could afford it. In fact, I don't even know who won that matchup. But
I don't know.
There was a run there. It was Hakeem Shaq met in the finals, double-decker taco created.
Right.
Pay-per-view event.
One-on-one game.
Kazam. And then it kind of changed.
What a sequence in the 90s, man. Would you pay for a pay-per-view one-on-one game now?
Are they taking it 100%
seriously? 100%
seriously. Who's playing?
Whatever two players you want to play. What two players would you pick to play in a one-on-one game?
I really want Steph and Dame to play. I want to settle this now.
Ooh.
And I would pay. 100% I would pay. Because it would get a little contentious between everybody, I think.
It would, yeah.
But you know Dame would go in with a big F you energy. I'm showing you that I'm now better. And Steph is friggin' Steph. And he's going to hit a million shots.
Somebody said, go back and look at the numbers. Hakeem and Shaq both put up huge numbers in that finals.
Yeah, but Hakeem hit a lot of pivotal shots in big moments.
Yeah, I don't have firm memories of that finals.
Because I was a big Hakeem guy at that point. I loved Hakeem Olajuwon.
I mean, how didn't you, you know?
The footwork, the moves. He would put people in blenders, man.
Yeah, I'd be curious to go back and look at his numbers from the 95 NBA Finals. The one-on-one thing, that's an interesting question I never thought about. I don't know if I'd want to go bigs or littles. Because it'd be fun to get like Embiid versus Jokic one-on-one.
Would it?
I think it would.
Okay.
I think it would. Or to get two kind of players, because Dame and Steph would be a ton of fun, but they're very similar players to a certain extent. Like they're smaller guards that are tremendous shooters. It'd be fun to almost get two guys that could like a LeBron, or not a LeBron, but like a KD versus Giannis.
Mm.
Semi-different players.
I don't think that would be fun.
One's going to bowl his way to the hoop every time. One's going to shoot jumpers every time.
Yeah, Kevin Durant would win.
You think he would?
Yeah, and I'm not a big KD guy, but he would win.
You think Giannis could go mouse in the house? What shot can't he hit?
Giannis has to get a layup or a dunk, or
this
he's
is true, but
Giannis's
length, he's got to shoot over him every time. Come
KD
on.
Is 7 foot. He's just as lengthy.
Come
like,
on. He's got like a 30-foot wingspan. You can't shoot over that.
I had a question for celebrities.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to carry over
Let's
leftovers.
Carry over. We got a couple of carryover leftovers.
I have one baseball leftover I need to get to.
Okay.
I got a celebrity carryover, and I've got a baseball carryover.
I got a contract leftover and then a super messed up leftover.
Like a depressing one?
A little bit.
Oh,
I'm just going to mention it. We don't have to talk about it, but it deserves a mention.
Oh, we're not going to talk about it?
No, we won't. That plus Russell Wilson speaks for the first time. Sprague and Line, by the way, bottom of the hour. So keep your fake sponsors rolling in. Back after this on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, now I'm being sent down a depressing circle.
Come on, stop. It's Friday.
Reminiscing that the 1984 NBA draft was decided by a coin flip. We lost the coin flip. Houston got the number one pick and took Hakeem. We got the number two pick and took Sam Bowie.
I told my my 12-year-old nephew, I told him this when he told me the Akeem Shaq. I said, you know, Portland could have got Akeem. And he said, really?
What?
And I said, yeah, we lost a coin flip and Houston won it. They took Akeem. We took Sam Bowie instead of Michael. So of the top three picks, we chose the worst one of the three. And that put him in a weird space. He'd never heard that story before.
Welcome to being a Blazer fan, my friend.
But we're not going
to
dive into it. It's the Wacky Morning Show on a Friday.
Playing some fart sounders. A couple thoughts came in. Hakeem is the most underrated player in league history. Elite defender. Top three or top four all time in any position. Most graceful center ever. His numbers are amazing, too.
Swag thinks he's the GOAT.
Another one. Hakeem from their back-to-back run was absolutely unstoppable.
Yes, he was.
His absolute greatness gets overlooked due to Jordan, but the guy was unreal. He made David Robinson and Shaq look pedestrian, and Robinson was the MVP in 1995.
Nobody will believe it. I know. But the one thing, I remember the Rockets had a special. ESPN, somebody made like a special about their back-to-back run. And I remember there was a bit in that special, specifically somebody saying that people around Jordan, though he was retired, there was a belief that Akeem and the Rockets would have actually been a bad matchup. Now, I know, it's blasphemous. A lot of you are rolling your eyes.
Didn't Jordan have a reference to that somewhere in The Last Dance?
He probably downplayed it and said no because he basically told
Jordan,
everybody.
Right? Like, Jordan would have said we'd smoke them in the NBA Finals.
I thought there was a reference that...
Maybe you're right. I'm blanking.
Like, he was an issue. Like, we...
He would have been a problem. He would have been defended a problem. Him. Grant,
Harvey Grant,
Rodman, Luke Longley,
Horace Grant was gone by then. I mean, Horace Grant was traded.
He was on the Magic team. Then
he was
the
on the Magic team, right? So, but was he traded before Jordan retired or after Jordan retired?
The '93 season was. I think he played in '94, and then he was done because the Pippen thing and Phil thing, and he went to the Orlando Magic.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, this is the stupid stuff we do in the NBA.
I don't think he would have won eight straight. By the way,
I mean that's just
eight isn't
unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So how much, and this is a dumb question, but I wonder if it plays into it. How much of the Hakeem not giving him the props he deserves exists because he won his two titles when Jordan wasn't in the NBA?
I think it's a lot too.
Right? Like if he had beaten Jordan in two finals or beaten Jordan in a finals, like, right? Like think about how different his legacy is. But as opposed, he was the guy that won the 2 years that Jordan stepped away, or the, I should say year and a half, because Jordan came back and lost to that Orlando team.
Yeah. In 1 year, they were a sixth seed and they came back and had, they couldn't, I think it was the second year they won it. People couldn't believe that they won it because that was the year they'd gone down a little bit. He beat Shaq and Penny, which most people at that point thought, damn, these two dudes are going to run the league.
Yeah.
And he beat Ewing the Knicks.
Right.
That was everybody thought the Knicks were going to win a championship if Jordan hadn't gotten in the way. Well, Jordan left. Jordan had reached fatigue. Yeah. Jordan was like, I'm stepping away. My dad was murdered.
And they got there.
I can't handle the pressure of this. I'm walking away. And they got there. And Akeem still said, no. You thought you had Jordan gone, you were going to win? No, you got me and my footwork.
Pretty good text. We said the Bowie pick is not the GM's fault. It's the coach's fault. And it was from Neil O'Shea. Neil O'Shea also texted in the last segment angry at me for calling Damian Lillard small. So I'd like to apologize. Okay, so there's your. That was a fun kind of walk down memory lane on Hakeem. I like that one. What's your next? You want to start the leftovers in this segment off?
Okay, we don't have to dive into this because I know we got a lot we want to get to.
Nom, 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 nom.
Kelsey Grammer is going to be at a minor league baseball game promoting his new beer company in Boston. He's throwing out the first pitch and he's going to hang around for a half hour pouring beers for people.
Okay.
Does Kelsey Grammer get you to go to a minor league game and do you want to meet Kelsey Grammer?
No.
Okay.
I was not a Frazier guy.
I wasn't either. I was too stupid.
I think this goes back to...
I was way too stupid for that show.
Actually, Niles...
What are we doing here?
No. But this goes back when he was on Cheers. And I think in Boston in the minor leagues, there's a Cheers thing. So I could see how that's working.
Okay.
I don't know if the beer's good.
You go meet Kelsey
Grammer? I'm saying you actively pursue to go to this game to meet Kelsey Grammer.
If I'm living nearby, but no, I'm not.
Traveling or anything?
I'm not traveling or anything.
We going to get any famous celebs at Hops games this year to pour beers?
Well, Swigard's there every day.
That's right. Oh, thank you for
nice
reminding
ponytail,
me.
Nice ponytail, by the way.
We need to talk about that.
Who pulls that?
Yeah, Swag went full. If you want to see, go to @1080TheFan on Twitter. Swag is the, for those of you who don't know, he does PA address announcing for the Hillsboro Hops. He does a wonderful job. And there was a picture that went viral yesterday, 1080 the fan viral.
It went viral. I think it had like one retweet, five likes. It went viral.
Jason Swigard with a full-on ponytail.
Yeah. So in the PA, the press or the booth up there where we've got the people that are running the video board, and there's a cameraman there for the stream feed, and then my sound guy and somebody running the scoreboard. So there's like six of us in there. And it's a fairly, it's not very deep.
Right.
So there's a counter. We're all looking behind home plate, and then there's about 5 feet, and then there's wall up there with equipment and racks of stuff. But there's windows that open up so we can see. So when anybody opens the door to come in, there's a, you know, wind tunnel that gets going, and it was breezy yesterday, and my hair just kept flying in the face.
Yeah.
So I had to go down into the office, and I look at the interns like, does anybody have a hair tie? This is not working.
How did that make you feel? Anybody got a hair tie? How does that question feel?
Oh, I felt like Euro douche. No question. But
oh,
I'm
that
like,
picture was glorious.
I can't, I got to be able to read my scripts and all that sort of stuff.
That's
so, yeah.
True.
So then my man Bobby Corser there running the sound just to grab the picture. I go, this is going to end poorly.
By the way, though, Kelsey Grammer was the creator of one of my favorite shows, Girlfriends. Tracy Ellis Ross. No, you didn't watch Girlfriends? No.
It's not.
They were. What?
No. Didn't ring it. What network was it on?
I think it was the CW.
Nope. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, my network. What's up? My people. We'll meet up at the CW convention.
Dude, Girlfriends went like 7 seasons.
I've never heard of that show.
You're so white.
Somebody said, remember when Myers Leonard threw out the first pitch at a Hops game? It got like three people to go.
I know.
Well, we're still waiting.
They weren't Jewish.
AJ's supposed to have a bobblehead because she won the media popular. They had a bunch of media people 2 years ago when we were actually out there who threw out first pitches.
Well, that was my invite. KL, where you at on that one?
1080 The Fan does not get invites to anything.
I'll go pump 64 miles an hour down the paint.
I threw 68
when we did.
She did
a cartwheel off the mound and fired a strike.
I can't beat that.
We're waiting to find out when her bobblehead will be there and she'll be back.
I'd love to see us recreate the AJ McCord pitch to see how awful we would be doing it.
Dude, I'd rip my shoulder out.
Could
I would
you even
never
do a one-handed cartwheel?
No, I couldn't even do a normal cartwheel.
I can't either.
No.
My daughter does them all the time. Like, screw you. Get out of here.
Bottom heavy, all my weight's down low. It's not, I can't flip this over.
I can't remember who was the next one to follow her.
I think it was Krupke.
He's like,
he's just throwing a
dad
pitch.
What am I doing out here?
Hell? This is stupid.
This is over.
All right. And I got one rant.
Okay. What's your rant?
It's real quick. Baseball, stop worrying about your game and start caring about your players. You have Ohtani, Tatis, Acuna, Trout, Soto, DeGrom, Betts. And you're out here bitching and moaning about how your baseball is put together. Stop being stupid. Rant over.
Okay, I like that. That was a pretty good rant. And you're not wrong on that one. My last two leftovers, Chris Paul's reportedly going to turn down his $44.2 million player option. He thinks he's going to get $100 million.
He might get 3 years, 60, or he might get 4 years, 100, which this is a smart move. He's not doing this unless he knows he's getting it.
If you get 3 years, 60, is it a smart move? Because couldn't you play one more year and then still get 3 years, 60 after turning down $44 million?
It's a commitment. So if it's Phoenix that's going to say, thank you for what you did this year, here you go. We know the last year this is going to suck. I think I don't have to move around anymore. He's Houston, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, the Hornets. Now the Suns, don't you want to stop moving?
Is his stock going to be any higher than if they get at least to the Western Conference Finals, let alone the NBA Finals?
I think to Swag's point, you got to cash in now.
That's just insane.
In case next year you get hurt and people are like, well, he's 37.
Or in case next year the Clippers or the Lakers add the third superstar or whatever happens.
I'll tell you this, he's probably going to want to win a ring. So if he doesn't do it this year, he probably takes that into the most weight. If Phoenix gives him 3 years, 60, but the Knicks say, we'll give you 4 years, 105, what do you choose?
Or what if the Lakers offer him, something?
They have nothing to offer.
Well, what if winning a ring is the most important to him?
Well, you just eliminated the Lakers, though. You're going to trust that Anthony Davis is going to be healthy and LeBron is going to... LeBron isn't going to get better.
That's
He's just going to get older.
So, yeah, I just thought, turning down $44 million, that's pretty wild to me. But, hey, we'll see how it works out from this offseason. And then last one, we don't need to talk about it, but we have another former late coach that is in a ton of hot water, and this is going to be a huge controversy in days to come. For those who have not read the story on Bo Schembechler at Michigan, go read it. It is wild stuff.
It's got a lot of Joe Paterno energy.
Dude, there was a ton of Joe. There was a team doctor that was accused for years and years and years of basically molesting kids and molesting players.
Yeah.
And one of those was Bo Schembechler's kid, who then went to Bo. I read the story last night. He went to Bo when he was 10 years old because he was trying to play like kid football. He needed a physical to go play. And he told Bo what happened. And Bo basically told him to shut up and punched him in the chest and said, don't ever bring that up again. And Bo's wife tried to get the team doctor or whatever, a physician fired. Bo fought for him to still have his job. He used to threaten players that weren't working hard enough to say they'd have to go take a physical with him. Like that was his threat to get them to work harder at practice. And so there's a huge push at Michigan to tear down. There's a huge statue of him in front of the stadium. Schembechler Hall is like this big thing outside of their football field.
He is the
like,
university,
that's
man.
Michigan, yeah. Right? And Jim Harbaugh came out and, of course, had a statement in support of Bo and said he's a great guy. He would never do this, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I think they said the same thing about Joe Paterno.
I think they did.
Don't meet your heroes, kids.
So that's I don't know. Bo Schembechler was trending on Twitter yesterday. I thought, what is going on? This is a random thing.
I saw the kid bit and I didn't really want to dive into the full story. There.
It is, wild stuff. So that's going to be a big issue in college football.
Saban has an extension until 2028.
That he does.
He'll be 78, 79. Will he be coaching till the end of that contract?
I mean, yeah, at this point I've given up on him and Tom Brady. They're going to play forever.
Just coach a guy
forever.
That coaches till he dies.
Just get out of there. Damn it. Nobody wants to see you anymore. Okay, let's spread the line. Get your fake sponsors in 503-250-1080. We'll read them off, do some gambling. We'll do it next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spreggin' the line.
We're doing this today?
Spreggin'
the
line.
Are we really doing this today? All right, all right.
Spreggin' the line.
Spreggin' the line.
Spreggin' the line.
Spreggin' the line. We're spragging hard.
Spreggin' the line brought to you by Sex Dungeons, just like a sprag pick. You're going to need a safety word and ass chaps.
Now, if I discover such dungeon in friend's house, I mean, I have to.
You gotta sample the goods.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sure. Hey, honey,
pull that book down and follow me.
I still can't believe I saw a guy practicing a whip in a parking lot. That's one of the weirder things. Portland's weird. I know it's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Sprague and Line brought to you by Paul George. His playoff performance is about as reliable as the Sprague pick.
Do you think he has any regret, that man? Or do you think it's doesn't have regret till they're officially eliminated?
Nah, he doesn't.
What do you think his regret would be? Leaving OKC? Leaving Indiana?
I'm not talking about Paul George. I'm talking about the laugh guy.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fun man.
He
chose Paul George. He said, give up everything. Yeah. I want that dude.
I think he could have teamed up with LeBron James, too, with the Lakers.
Well, thank God he didn't, though, because it would have been LeBron, AD, and Kawhi, and it would have been Brooklyn before Brooklyn. Nobody would have beaten that team.
Very true. Spring and Live brought to you by Playoff P. I have a better chance of coming up big than a Sprague pick.
Well, that's just impossible.
And we'll see if we're going to gamble on Playoff P here in a moment.
How do you have a playoff start in your career like you did in Indiana against the big three in Miami?
He was so
and
good,
now
man.
You're this.
He was so good. It's in his head. Got a mental problem. Spring and Line brought to you by Fart Sounders. The only portion of the show that deserves Fart Sounders is this segment, Spring and Line. Spring and Line brought to you by New Words. Hey, look at that, Spray. Got a bet right. That's dramatically a big deal.
I'd much rather us be a Peanut Butter Cup place.
All right, you didn't need to bring that to the morning.
The Peanut Butter Cup.
I think dramatically should be a word. I don't know why that isn't a word. I think it should be a word. I'm going to start using it.
Okay, but how do you tell the difference between drastically and dramatically?
It's when you're right in between. You're right. You're threading that needle. Is it drastically or is it dramatically? I don't know.
It's dramatically.
Come on, people. Sprague and Line brought to you by Jason Swigard. If Sprague goes all in on these picks, Swag's going to show him the money. Most of us are not Swigards.
Of course you drop that for yourself.
I'm not showing you unless you're all in. Spring and Lime brought to you by It's Not the Roster. Just simple and to the point. I like it. Spring and Lime brought to you by Dirt's Grammar. Dramatically still more accurate than a Sprague pick. What else we got here? Spring and Lime brought to you by chugging a shower beer before work. Buzzed at your desk at 8 a.m. Still better than betting a Sprague pick.
This is very true. In fact, that beats a lot of things if you're buzzed at like 8 a.m.
That's true. Spring and Lime brought to you by Sprague with a medium pizza watching Girlfriends.
Did nobody else watch Girlfriends? Am I really alone in this?
I'd never heard of that show in my entire life.
It's a show that it's based around, I want to say, five black women.
Girlfriend show. Let's
see. Gorgeous.
Okay, it's on Netflix now. You can watch. There are eight seasons of it.
I've watched it.
So it started in 2000. Looks like it went to about 2008.
They had a great run.
Okay.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
This is such a Sprague show to watch.
Get out of here. Did you guys watch Sex in the City?
No, I did not watch Sex in the City.
You guys were not cultured, were you? No, I didn't. I watched that initially at HBO.
Oh, you watched the all-white version of that show. You didn't watch Girlfriends.
You racist, with your ponytail.
Shocking.
Shocker.
Shocking.
You never heard of that show. Exactly. The difference between HBO and the CW.
This is true. This is true. Yeah, it was. No, it was originally on UPN.
Excuse me?
Oh, that was the name of the...
I don't know what UPN is, but it also aired on the CW.
Yeah, so, I remember the CW
the
years.
The CW days. I just started The Mayor of Easttown. Have you guys watched that on HBO?
No.
Really good show.
I haven't. Is that...
Really good show.
That's the one where, like, everybody is a suspect, right? Like, everybody's a little untrustworthy. Yeah. Is that Kate Winslet in it?
Kate Winslet's in it.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, we got one more episode to go. It's a really good show. We heard good things. We hadn't watched one in a while. Now that the Blazers are down, I'm like, all right, we can get back into watching shows.
Did you watch the Bo Burnham special?
I did not, but it's on my queue.
I'd never heard of him till this.
Everybody's raving about it, and I want to see it.
It's something.
Really?
In a good way.
Okay.
I still don't know what to make of it. It's singing, it's jokes, it kind of encapsulates what 2020 was.
Interesting.
In a lot of ways.
Okay, I got it in my queue. It's on the very list.
You're going to be like really weirded out.
Okay, let's get to a couple of picks here. I'll throw my three at you. I don't know if you guys got any, if you want to participate in this segment or if it's just me winning all the money. I'm taking the Islanders over Tampa in the series. You can get great. I don't have the balls to do Montreal. That's like plus 350 or something like
that. I do. Ring it up.
But the Islanders are a plus 220 underdog to take down Tampa Bay, mainly because I just don't want to see Tampa Bay win. And I think the Islanders got something special going. That was a big one over Boston. So I'm taking the odds here. Give me the Islanders in the series, plus 220. And then this weekend NBA games, I'm taking Denver minus 1.5 tonight to get back into it. I don't think they're falling down 0-3 against Phoenix. I think they play better at home. Malone called out the team, minus 1.5. And I hate to do it, but I am going to gamble on the Clippers. I think no Conley still, it sounds like, in game three tomorrow night. They're back at home now. 4.5. I don't know if I feel comfortable laying that. But I will. I'll take the Clippers. I just don't see the both West series going 3-0. I think the home teams bounce back and get a win.
Kawhi, you'd imagine Kawhi has one of those games like he had against Dallas where it's like, no, I'm scoring 45. We're winning this game. I will take Utah with the points, but I'm with you. I think the Clippers win. I'm going to take Atlanta tonight as an underdog at home, plus 1. And I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets minus 1.5. I do think Jokic is going to have a vintage Jokic game. And I'm all over. This is probably my favorite bet of the weekend.
What do you got?
I'm all over the Phoenix Mercury minus 2 against the Dallas Wings.
Okay.
Skylar Diggs and Diana Taurasi.
Love it, please. Love it. Swigard, you got any bets this weekend?
I too love the series pick.
You like the Islanders?
I like the Islanders at plus, was it 220, 230?
Yeah, it's plus 220 to win the series.
I do like that very much. NBA action. I like the Hawks too, plus 1, getting a point at home. They're 19-2 at home since March 2nd.
That's a hell of a number.
I'm going to take Lamar Odom to knock out Aaron Carter too.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
What?
Is there celebrity boxing?
Yes. Have you not seen this new wave where the Paul brothers have now created a thing where if people don't like each other or they don't have anything else going on in their lives, they just challenge each other to boxing matches?
We have a P1 female identified that has chimed in at the text line.
Okay.
Loved Girlfriends.
Thank you.
You're not alone.
Every
other text has been, I've never heard of this show, but you got one, baby.
Okay.
You got one.
And then I will also take
Girlfriends was great.
Brooklyn minus 2 Sunday.
You can take Brooklyn, yeah.
I'm taking Milwaukee.
No.
You get a home dog if you like Milwaukee.
Home dog action. I think Holiday plays better. I think Giannis stops shooting threes. Connaughton's going to have a breakout game. Brooke Lopez is going to have a breakout game.
None of that will matter. Brooklyn won't shoot that crappy again.
Just dumping all over your dreams.
Wow.
I love it. There's our pick. Spring Line brought to you by Summer Break. Does this still work the same? And do we still just S on Sprague and his inability to make picks? It does. We're going to do it all summer. And Spring Line brought to you by KD's Hairline. More on point than a Sprague pick.
The one thing I, speaking of TV shows, I have to admit, and I don't know if you guys had this.
Okay.
There were a lot of summer breaks where I didn't really do anything until like 11 a.m., 12.
Oh, totally. As a kid, you mean?
Or
a teenager or college?
Yeah, and sure. But teenager, and I would spend those first 4 or 5 hours of being awake, because I always would wake up early. I would watch Dawson's Creek.
We're in the trust tree. Just keep it coming. What other shows did you watch? I love True Blood on HBO. I mean, we all got bad shows in our drawers.
I was a huge fan of The OC.
Okay, I was never an OC guy.
I have the seasons on DVD at my house.
That's fantastic.
Is there a better intro song to a TV show than California?
It's a good intro song.
Are you with me there?
California.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, what's on tap? There's a lot going on this weekend, and we'll let you know next on The Fam.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here we go, fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. I did forget one Friday leftover you just asked. So we always have like ESPN or something on in the studio, and they asked a question about Shaq. Did you see, and I throw this in contention, as maybe the worst ESPN segment of all time?
There's a lot that you could put under that category.
They did a segment on First Take earlier this week asking if Arch Manning was going to be the best Manning quarterback of them all.
Yeah, that's... You could probably pinpoint some bad topics and things they've done over the last 20 years on that show. I don't know if you find one worse than that.
I think he's a junior in high school.
He's a junior, and he just got a Clemson offer.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be one of the top recruited quarterbacks in the country. He's a Manning. He's probably going to have a great career, but we're really already doing that? Really?
By the way, Arch Manning, not Archie.
Couldn't just
put the IE there?
And he's the son of the forgotten brother.
Cooper.
Yeah.
The wide receiver.
The other brother.
The non-quarterback Manning.
The third Manning that nobody knows exists. A couple of the poll questions quickly before we get to what's on tap.
It's like a third Hemsworth brother. Right? You know there's a third one?
Right. There is a third one? Is there really?
Which
player would you want to build your franchise around? Luka, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, or Jason Tatum?
Well, I know Trae Young's not going to win.
He got 3% of the vote.
Yeah. I mean, look, I do think...
Which bold move to vote for Trae Young of all those guys.
Well, why are we dismissing the fact that he can be a franchise guy?
I'm not dismissing that, but if I had to pick between those four, you're telling me he finishes above one of the others?
I'd kick around the idea of voting third.
Over Tatum? Because you can't go over Luka or Donovan Mitchell at this point.
Tatum's rookie year, he got to the conference finals with a weird Boston team and lost. That was great. Tatum has a big season coming up, man. You need to start showing that you can lead the franchise, because it's not like they don't have talent.
You got to take that next step.
So you need to take that next step. Luka, I knew, was going to win this, but I don't know how Donovan Mitchell doesn't make you second guess it for a second.
He finished in second. Luka got 69% of the vote, 17% Donovan Mitchell, 11% Tatum.
So they view Utah as a team thing, not a Donovan Mitchell led thing.
I think a little bit, yeah. The other thing with Luka is he's so incredible, but I don't knock him for not making one of those deep runs, because I think he's got a Lillard vibe to him. Like,
yeah,
you see what's
help.
Around him, yeah. Right? And the way those guys play in the playoffs.
Tim Hardaway Jr. might be his second best player.
He could, and he's going to get paid this offseason. By the way, on Tatum, too, did you see they wanted to trade Kemba Walker at the deadline? They tried to ship him out.
And Walker wants out now. He's tired of hearing about this, but good luck finding a trade partner for them.
Amen to that. And did the playoff get it right? 65% of you say yes, 12 is perfect. 23% wanted less, 6% wanted more, and 4% are wrong and say they wanted it to stay at 4. So there's your poll questions for the day. Let's get to what's on tap.
Nerd and Sprague know what's brewing.
I'm not paid to be bold. I'm paid to be right.
There's a lot of sporting events you say, oh, I gotta go do that.
This is What's on Tap, poured by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach on 1080. The Fan.
What's on tap? Brought to you on the Fan by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach on loan at pelicanbrewing.com. People are taking pot shots at you at the text line about your television viewing habits.
Well, I was raised by a woman.
You were.
There were a lot of TV shows that I probably admittedly watched that some other people probably didn't.
It was Steel Magnolias, too emotional to watch. Bro, put down the White Claws, grab a light beer, and go get 18 in before you lose all your credibility. Just kidding. I enjoyed that.
I commented on a Blazer tweet, and I don't know why, but I said something like, man, humility would go a long way for Neil Olshay. That was all I said. And I had some egg with like numbers at the end.
Sure.
Hey, call me a soy boy liberal Portland media member. And I'm like, what? For talking about being like having humility?
Sure. Owning up to making mistakes, you know.
Look, my TV show watching is awful. I'm not going to try to defend it. Take shots.
Sure, it's gotten better, I think, in your old age. You've become wiser with years. NBA doubleheader tonight. I know we just talked about these games. Atlanta, Philly, 4:30 on ESPN. Philly, a one-point favorite.
I'm excited about this one, man.
I am, too. That's an interesting series. Philly bounced back. Embiid's banged up, but he's played really well.
Really well.
So it's like, how injured is he? The whole Simmons thing, just watching him, he's an interesting guy to watch. And then your nightcap, 7 o'clock, game 3. So these are both game 3s, but game 3, Phoenix and Denver, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Denver favored slightly, 1.5 at home. So big one for Denver to get that win and get back. I mean, that Phoenix wins tonight, that series is over.
Yeah.
But ball game.
I think Denver can do it if Phoenix sweeps them. Well, I don't know if that affects Portland fan at all, but
okay.
I think it just speaks to, we'll see what Utah does. Phoenix and Utah very well could be ending up 1-2 in the West Finals, and I think that's a great potential series.
It would be a really fun series. And the Stanley Cup playoffs is off until Sunday. The semifinals this year, they're not doing conference finals. You get Islanders and Lightning noon. I can't wait to lay on the couch Sunday. It's supposed to rain. Noon game on NBC. So the game one of that one, and then I think game one of the other series, Montreal and Vegas, is Monday.
They'll go every other day.
Every other day, which opposite. Is perfect. I like that. Don't
we'll
stack
have
them up.
Game one of that series over on 910 ESPN Portland Sunday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
We're playing hockey?
Yeah.
What?
I'm
look at us.
I'm working behind the scenes, baby.
Let's I feel like go. Swag is somehow did manipulating that? That game to be on, and he's going to run play-by-play as he watches
you
it.
You should. That'd be funny. That would be
I'll
hilarious.
I'll be at the ballpark. It's 1 o'clock first pitch for the Hops wrapping
oh,
up their
up
series.
Oh, check up the ice to Nashagaski. Vizilaski's got the say.
Good little show. If you missed any of it, Let's Drive Tires podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. Thank you so much for being a part of our Friday, everybody. I hope you have a great weekend. Colin is coming up next. AJ and Dusty, noon to 3. Primetime, Isaac's 2-3-7. And don't forget the golf show tomorrow morning as well with Swag and Harold. Boom goes dynamite. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Have a great weekend. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.